Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, I got my friend Martez Al with me. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Just made it inside my home and ready to talk wrestling with you, man.
Let's get into it, shall we? First of all, what are your thoughts about AEW's track so far? Where they're headed, the future, if you will.
Yeah, I think they've done they've moved in the right direction. They've done a good job since they started. You know, I always tell people the main objective that I feel like they should do is try to attract the casual fan and try to attract the WWE fan, and they've been doing certain things to do that, as far as bringing in CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Adam Cole. If you want to attract some WWE fans and attract some casual fans, you need to bring in mega stars. And I don't think pushing these indie darlings would have worked in a long term picture of it. So I think they're doing a good job. You know, I'm still not a fan. I'm not a diehard fan of AEW, but I'm not going to sit here and lie and say they're not doing a good job. You know, they're clicking on all cylinders right now.
Did you just say darlings? Really?
Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Don't give me a hard time.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
You can play that as a song by next time we on together.
All right, man. You know, in my opinion, they ever tried to sell the New York area, they're going to be in for a rough time because everybody knows New York is WWE. It's their territory, you know?
Absolutely.
That's the home of WWE where it all began. I say about 50, almost 60 years ago. If I hadn't pulled the math out here, WWE got started. Originally, WWF got started in 1963, I want to say. And it's 2021. Let's see here. About 58 years. So, everybody knows that WWE is the that's New York era for 58 years, you know? And Vince ain't gonna get that up without a fight.
He's not.
You gonna have to pry it out of his hands, man. It's not gonna happen. And he gonna just sit there. He's not gonna just sit there and not fight for it.
Like, I've been telling people this for months, and almost even over a year. Like, like what you just said, you got to fight him for it. You know, he's just not going to just give it to you. He's not that kind of guy, you know. He's a fighter. You know, he's been through several different adverse situations during his time as chairman, owner of WWE, and each and every time he comes out on top. Now, at some point, you won't always come out on top, but Vince has a good track record of coming out on top on these things. And, we just have to wait and see what's going to happen. But this is definitely a good time to be a fan.
You know, speaking of Vince, I want to just point a few things out. This dude stuck in the 80s in a way. Ooh. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it hurts, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, the 80s was a profitable time for WWE, but we move on. You move on with it.
Yep. And I think the biggest problem for WWE is that they have gotten complacent. They have got And you know I'm a big fan of that company, but I'm going to be real, too. They've gotten complacent. They've gotten comfortable, okay? They almost, it's like they almost need a challenge. They need to be put in a iffy situation to start doing better. So that's why I'm happy we got AEW, because they can put these guys in a situation to where they got to up their game up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, WWE, they've been around forever. They got so much money. Like, you're not going to kill them in the money department, but you might kill them as far as people watching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is a good opportunity for them to get punched in the mouth a few times so they can start giving us better storylines, better feuds. But all in all, I still like the product. You know, call me a homer, but I'm okay with what I'm seeing from WWE. Could it be better? Yes, but I'm not, like, angry with them like some fans are.
You know, it would be a dream job to be in management. Let me tell you, like Eric Bischoff, he had the dream job everybody want to be able to spend the billionaire's money every week.
Well said.
Because you ain't paying for it. All you got to do is spend the money. The guy give you the checkbook, he paying for it. So, hell, do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You can pay this guy, hire this guy, give yourself a raise if you want to. Ted Turner. He offered, gave Eric Bischoff a checkbook. Go for it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's a dream job. Spending billionaires' money.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of like what Tony Khan is doing, spending his daddy money.
Sure. Mm-hmm. To Tony Khan, man. Like, I correct me if I'm wrong, but he has no background in the wrestling business at all.
No, not that I know.
So, the company's better off having wrestling experience. People who are former wrestlers, people who worked in the business before, corporately or in the ring. So it's always best to have a former wrestler, somebody who knows the ins and outs of the business, as well as somebody who, but also at the same time, who knows who in touch with the fans. Now,
say that again.
It's best to ask somebody who's been there before. Like in commentary, every commentary team has at least one person who's been who's a former wrestler, right?
Every
now and then, you need somebody in management who's been there before, but at the same time, who knows who's in touch with the fan.
Right. I completely agree with you, Lee.
So, where do you see this? Where do you see AEW years from now?
I see them being a well-oiled machine. I see them being pretty vibrant. I see them being a force to reckon with and in this wrestling universe that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going anywhere no time soon. I don't like the idea of people thinking they're going to go out of business like WCW. I don't see that happening. You know, I think they got some intelligent people back there working. And if they play their cards right, then they'll be around for a long time. You know, they set up things so well for them to have a long, long tenure. Like I say, in this wrestling universe, so they're going to be around, and they're going to be forced to be reckoned with in 5 years or so.
Now let's go ahead. Let's peek ahead real quick to some Survivor Series. I don't have a card. Nobody has the card yet. But if you had to choose what matches you can make Survivor Series, what would you do at Survivor Series?
You say if I had a chance to pick a legend or what did you say? I'm sorry.
If you had a chance to make matches, what matches would you make at Survivor Series this year?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you said this. And I don't know if this will happen, but this is something that I wanted from all the way back in March, maybe April. This is something that I'm thinking of. So can I talk about the match that I envisioned way back in March or April?
Sure, go for it.
I wanted to see two matches occur. I wanted to see the Hurt Business versus the Bloodline. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought that had an opportunity because they're kind of similar in a sense. You know, they were at that time they were kind of similar in a sense. You got MVP, a great talk on the mic, but he's the quote unquote manager of the Hurt Business. Okay, mm-hmm. You got Paul Heyman, same situation, sort of manager of Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. You know, you got Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns, two big dogs, two champions at the time. You know, and I thought these were the top two factions. These were the top two players in WWE during that time. You know, like Bobby Lashley was hot. The Hurt Business was hot. Roman Reigns was hot. The Bloodline is hot. It's still hot. So I was hoping that we would get that matchup. So that's what I would do. I would do a Hurt Business versus the Bloodline.
That's tight.
Yep. Secondly, I think I'm going more of the fantasy. I'm thinking fantasy, but at some point they're going to have a fatal four way between the four horsemen. You know, Lynch, Bayley, Sasha, Flair. I thought this year we were going to be able to see something like that happen. You know, that's not going to happen, obviously. But I wanted to see that. And finally, I probably would like to see, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, maybe Belair versus Sasha Banks.
That'd be cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tickets are available. I believe they're available right now. There was a pre-code I was supposed to use. I forgot it. But you go to Ticketmaster.com, BarclayCenter.com, get your tickets. It's available. It'll be available. The thing is available right now. The event will be November 21st. That's a Sunday. And it will be live at the Barclays Center. I will let you know right now, you might want to use the seating chart because you don't want nobody to take half your seat and be like, hey, man, you're in my spot. Like, no, this is my spot. And all crap breaks loose. So use the seating chart.
Yeah.
And I also recommend if you go online, teammaster.com, and you see all this, see the seating chart right here, the blue, it's the cheapest seats. If you can afford the front row, that's not by the ring, that's cool. But I recommend the cheapest seats. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You're telling them right, man.
This man.
Let me ask you a question. Have you changed your plans for WrestleMania? Because I know at first you said you might not go to WrestleMania because of your health.
Well, I made a deal with my mama, man. I'll tell you a story. So, I am a little bit on the thick side, you know. So, I made a deal with my mom. I can lose 30 pounds. I will be at WrestleMania next year and right here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I got my hotel and everything. It's right, literally right next to the building.
That's great, man. I hope you can be there. I hope you lose the
30
pounds, man.
Sure, I'm going to go for it, man. I'll tell you this. Before we go any further, I got to mention this. Now, today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC.com. It put the D in delivery. 888-71 Backup. That's a BAKUP. 888-712-2587. Backup Deliveries and More.com. Let them know you heard that from Lee Houston. You might save some money. They also need drivers. So if you got somebody that has a CDL license and you live in Texas, hey, hit them up. Hey, y'all need drivers? Yeah, we need drivers. I'm your dude, and you probably got to show some ID and all that stuff. But once you do that, you're good to go. They need drivers. We got to have drivers. If you're able to drive, boom, hit them up. 888-71 Backup. That's about 888-712-2587.
Wow,
Lee,
you pretty good at this stuff, man.
That's what I do, man.
Pretty good.
Glory to God, of course.
Amen. Definitely.
Let me tell you something, man. Like, I love the one thing I love about this business. It's really hard in the wrestling business to be of faith and in a secular job.
Well said.
Especially in entertainment. You know.
Hey, talk that talk, man. You tell me the truth.
I remember, everybody knows me. I've been loving wrestling since 95, man. So my pastor happens to be at the time strolling through the TV, and he saw an episode of Raw, and he saw the one, I believe it was the live sex celebration segment. And I'm trying to explain to my pastor how every now and then Vince, you know, pushes like sex sales, you know. It's hard to defend WWE sometimes. That was hard as hell to explain to my pastor. That was hard as hell, man. I'm trying to, I love this company to death. I really do. To death do us part. But it's hard as hell to defend this company sometimes.
It is hard to defend them, man. And I do it, but it don't make it easy.
I'm trying to explain to my mama, to my pastor, different folks that may watch it the first time and stumble upon it, you know. And why is this man in the church committing blasphemy? He's Catholic, if that helps.
That's real. He done a lot of wicked stuff that we shouldn't be watching his product. Me versus God. I think you bring that up a few times on your show sometimes.
Ooh, bruh. That was hard to watch, man.
Yeah.
I get this entertainment. At the same time, this is boring. This is boring and blasphemy a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. Ooh, Lord.
It should be, like they say, it's levels to this.
I watched that match, Martez, and it's like, it's entertainment, but it's borderline, it's on the edge of blasphemy a little bit. Right on the edge of blasphemy, I'm just saying.
Like, even Undertaker now, man, it's like, they kind of wicked. Undertaker and Kane.
I got a perfect example for you. Remember Dennis Knight? Dennis Knight was Emmy?
Yeah.
Dennis Knight was somebody. What's his name? Yeah. He was in the Ministry of Darkness.
Glenn Gangrel or
not Gangrel, but let me see, look him up. Minion. There it is. Minion. Yeah. So the Undertaker inducts him into the fellowship, into the Ministry of Darkness. And he does this little sacrifice thing. And there's a certain point, blood is every, like, you know, it has blood involved in it at the time. And I'm trying to explain to folk that was all scripted and everything. It's like, there's certain points in wrestling when it almost borders reality.
Yeah.
I'm watching this like, that can't be real blood. That can't be real blood. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
But those who don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and check it out. Dennis Minion joins the Ministry of Darkness. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Wow. It's crazy, man.
But the point through it all, whether people like to admit it or not, WWE is old faithful. You know?
Yep.
Whether you like the company or not, you can't deny they're old faithful. We've been there for you. Can't get a day on a Friday night, we've been there for you.
Yep. Come on, you preach.
You know?
You preaching, man.
I mean, shoot.
We were just talking about this on Rated R Wrestling show on Open Talk. That sometimes wrestling is a place of escape.
Oh, yes.
WWE. Because it's been many times, like, I've been lonely. I've been frustrated about things. I've been sad about things. And what makes me happy is turning on WWE. Even if it's pathetic and horrible, it's a place of comfort. It's crazy, but it legit is.
I remember I used to go to, came back from the dentist one day. It's 2004. And the dentist did the work on me, man. So I popped, every time I come home from the dentist, I pop in No Way Out 2004 at the times on the VHS tape. And I feel better a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I just escape my pain with just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being at live events because it's like, with just a few hours, complete strangers who will never meet each other otherwise are family.
Say it again.
Like complete strangers at live events who will never meet each other outside of that for just a few hours were family.
Yeah.
You know.
Like so many things you can encounter at an event, you know, like meet new people. Like because you got wrestling and the love for wrestling in common, like you strike a friendship with somebody, and that's the cool thing about it.
And you never know, you might even meet a significant other at a wrestling event.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you right now, if your girl does not like wrestling, do not bring her. I remember one time. This girl sat right behind me with her boyfriend. Never watched wrestling in her life, ever. And she, the whole doggone night, the whole night, he got to explain to her what's going on.
Wow.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you looking at her like that? Blah, blah, blah. Like, bruh. Why she got to come out in them shorts? Those shorts too short for me. Like, and he gotta explain to her what's going on the whole night. I'm like, bro, don't bring your girl to this event. She's not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's why mainly wrestling all these years is more of a guy thing. No disrespect to women who are wrestling fans, but I have never seen a woman who's really involved in this. You know,
right.
Other than female wrestlers, because it's male dominated sport.
It is.
Think
it
about
is.
It.
It is.
When you were younger, it'd be like your grandpa taking you, your dad taking you, your big brother taking you, your uncle taking you, always male and younger male. You rarely saw girls there. Rarely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rarely, you know. You right about that, Lee? Yep.
That's the beauty of our business.
I'm sorry, Lee. I was just gonna say, like, that's why when they announced that they were allowing fans back in the arena, that was one of the greatest days of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And people thought I was crazy, but like, and I'm getting emotional as I say this. Like, wrestling is home for us, man. It's a special place. And in some regards, I put that over women. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, it's God first, family. I mean, and wrestling, you know. And if you're a female and you ain't down with that, then you don't got to be in my life, you know. Because wrestling is important. It's because of wrestling that we do podcasts. It's because of wrestling that we do special events regarding wrestling. You know, it's so much that have came from watching wrestling that we do in our regular lives now. You know, like, who would have thought that we have shows, man, where we're talking about wrestling, man? Like, I think that's a beautiful thing.
It is, man. I tell you this, we're just about a few minutes away from a nice evening of wrestling, and you got to stack night, because tonight, not only SmackDown, across the street, you got Rampage. Uh-huh. It's all good, you know, whether you're a Rampage, Impact Wrestling, NWA, New Japan, love what you do.
Yes, sir.
Support wrestling all together.
Yep, all together.
We're going to go ahead and get out of here. I want to thank Martinez for joining me tonight. Last time was a hot mess, but glad we got everything fixed up. We'll see you guys next time, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you, Martez. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.